Hello, I'm Temesgan Debesai with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has voiced his sharpest rejection yet of the creation of a Palestinian state when the war in Gaza ends. In defiance of US foreign policy, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel needed security control over the entire territory west of the Jordan River for the foreseeable future. The statement brought a critical response from Washington. Here's our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman.
The Americans are basically trying to push for this kind of deal where you would have the long-sought two-state solution of an independent Palestinian state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza in return for a secure Israel. Now, unsurprisingly, Benjamin Netanyahu, who leads the most right-wing government in Israel's history, he's always opposed a Palestinian state in recent history. Now he's saying it very clearly, absolutely rejecting it, and he says, I'm telling the Americans this.
The Israeli military has admitted it removed bodies from a cemetery in southern Gaza to search for the remains of hostages seized by Hamas during the 7th of October attack. Footage on social media from the cemetery in Khan Yunis showed the area severely damaged, with graves destroyed and human remains left exposed. The Israeli army said the bodies had been re-entered with dignity after forensic tests had found the remains were not those of hostages. Thousands of men have queued in northern India during a recruitment drive to send workers to Israel, where the war with Hamas has led to a shortage of labour. Israeli media said the country was planning to bring in about 70,000 people to replace Palestinian workers. The United States said it's not at war with the Houthis in Yemen, despite increasing military exchanges in the Red Sea region. The State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. was acting to protect commercial shipping.
We've said from the outset that we did not think that the attacks would stop after our first military strike, that we would have to take further action. You have seen us take further action, and we're committed to continuing to do so because the attacks on commercial shipping are just unacceptable. They don't have anything to do with the conflict in Gaza, and they need to stop.
The authorities in Ecuador have detained two people accused of killing a leading prosecutor. Cesar Suarez was shot dead as he drove through Guayaquil on Wednesday. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Suarez had been in charge of the investigation into the assault last week on a TV studio as a broadcast was taking place. Local media reported that the two suspects detained belonged to a criminal gang, the Chon Killers, linked to one of Mexico's powerful drug cartels. They said he was working from home but was persuaded to go out after receiving a mysterious phone call. Ecuador's chief prosecutor has said that for security reasons, all hearings involving the gangs should be done online from now on.
BBC News. The UN Secretary-General has urged Iran and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint to avoid further escalation of tensions. Antonio Guterres' comments follow an exchange of military strikes between the two countries. A spokesman said Mr. Guterres was calling for dialogue and cooperation. Tehran earlier asked Islamabad to prevent the establishment of what it called terrorist bases on its soil. Anti-government protesters in Haiti brought the capital to a standstill on Thursday. They used vehicles, burning tires and rocks to block Port-au-Prince's main roads. Residents were forced to stay at home, leaving only to stock up with food and water. Businesses remained closed throughout the day. The former senator, Guy Philippe, a convicted drug lord, is believed to have ordered the protests. A report into the deadly Uvalde school shooting in Texas in 2022 has found that the police failed to prioritize saving innocent lives over their own safety. Two teachers and 19 children at Robb Elementary School were killed in one of the worst shootings in U.S. history. It took the police over an hour to confront and kill the gunman. The Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Ivory Coast has seen its first hat-trick in 16 years. It was scored by Emilien Sue of Equatorial Guinea in their 4-2 win over Guinea-Bissau. Simon Ponsford reports.
Emilio Nsue is Equatorial Guinea's record goalscorer, but his only previous strike at the AFCON tournament was in 2015. That all changed today when he grabbed a clinical hat-trick, capitalising on some dodgy defending by Guinea-Bissau. There was an anxious wait while the referee checked his third goal for offside, but when it was given, his teammates lined up for an inventive celebration. Nsue, who's 34, said he was now hoping to be the tournament's top scorer ahead of all the superstars in one of his final Africa Cups.
BBC News.